Latin again, or try stand with all gun man.
Oh, yes, sir.
Now, well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Right, we'll continue the Latin lesson that ended in chaos last time.
Latin? What again?
Strike Sir Latin.
Look, I don't want everybody talking. All I want is your attention.
Ah.
Yes, Al. And be very careful, Bottomley.
Please, sir, what does chaos mean?
What's that?
What does chaos mean, sir?
Chaos?
Yes, sir.
Ah, look, don't you know anything?
Well, I don't know what chaos means.
Well, you ought to. It's a simple word and you should know it.
Yes, sir, but I don't remember having heard of it.
Just a minute, Stan.
Yes, sir?
Bottomley.
Oh, I never did it.
Didn't you?
No, somebody must have done it before I got here.
Done what?
It's not fair the way your eyes pick up. Huh?
Done what, Bottomley?
You know.
No, Bottomley, I don't.
Don't you?
No.
Well, what are you blaming me for?
Because you were the... Blaming you? I'm not blaming you.
Oh, it was Stanford.
Of course it was.
No, it wasn't, sir.
Well, it wasn't me.
The Bottomley.
Yeah?
Would you mind telling me just what you're talking about?
How do you mean, sir?
I'll tell you what it means.
Huh?
It means that you weren't paying attention.
Yes, I was, sir.
And I say you weren't. And what's more, I'll very soon prove it. What were we talking about when I attracted your attention?
Don't you remember?
No. Yes, of course I remember. Well, no, all right, if you like that better. I don't remember, so you tell me.
I could tell you, sir.
Could you?
Yes, sir. Chaos.
Oh, yes, so it was. No, it's
all right, use that.
Oh, that's Stanford.
Yes, sir.
I've got a very good mind to give you the stick. You're nothing but a miserable little piece of protoplasm.
Strike, no, I'm not, sir.
Look, it's not a bit of good you denying it, because you are. Just a miserable piece of protoplasm.
I'm a Presbyterian.
Are you?
Yes, sir.
What? Listen, you'll be a corpse in a minute. That's what you'll be. Protoplasm doesn't mean a religion, you idiot.
Well, what does it mean?
It's a little one of those, if you... Look, you mind your own business, Bottomley. You're in disgrace. In fact, you can consider yourself very lucky that you didn't get the stick.
I knew about that business what you were talking about.
Oh, did you? Well, give me a sentence explaining it. Go on.
What, sir?
Chaos. Give me a sentence explaining that.
Well,
can you?
Yes, sir.
Well, hurry up and get on with it. We haven't got all day to waste.
Chaos, the letter after J in the alphabet.
No, I didn't think you'd be able... What? That's not right.
Yes, it is. H-I-J-K.
Yes, but I didn't ask you about the letter K. I said chaos, the word chaos, not K is. I want chaos.
Yes, well, I'm just the boy to fix that.
Good.
What did I do? Go mad?
Yes, just go mad for us, will you? No! But look, what on earth's the matter with you?
Yeah.
What are you raving about?
You said you wanted chaos.
Well, listen, there'll be chaos here in a minute without you having anything to do with it.
Yes, Bill.
Look, hold your tongue. I must say, though, that you seem to know a bit more about it than these other boys.
Yes.
Stanford here has got no idea what it means, and Bottomley thinks that it's one of the letters of the alphabet.
Well, did you ever hear such ignorance?
No, I don't think I ever did, but there's no need for you to comment on it.
No.
However, you now know what chaos means. And I suppose if you've learnt that much in one lesson, it's something.
Yes.
Yes. Well, are you sure that you've learnt it?
Yes, sir.
Well, what does it mean?
What, sir?
Chaos. What does chaos mean?
Oh, all day long.
Good. Now, see that you remember that and don't have to... It means what?
All day long.
All day long?
Yes, sir. That's what you said, didn't you?
I said no!
All right, Green Bottle. Look, I don't want any help from you at all.
You said we have chaos whenever Green Bottle's mad.
But what's that got to do with it?
That's what made me think you meant all day long.
Oh, I see. Green Bottle is mad all day long.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Stanford?
Well, that's what he said.
Oh, listen, you!
Yeah, I'd like to see you try.
But no, I'll have a pop, don't you?
Yes, you know, I'll have a chill.
I'll hold your coat.
Don't you hit me, Green Bottle.
Quiet. Look, will you boys stop this dogfight? I've had quite enough of it.
Yes, well, I'm not mad all day long.
Aren't you?
No. Sometimes after the sun goes down, I feel quite all right.
Oh, I see.
No, I didn't mean that.
I'm
all right all the time.
Greenbottle, you won't be all right in a minute if you don't keep that tongue of yours still. You'll just be a mangled mess. And I'd be very glad if this idiotic conversation came to a close.
Yes, well, I'd like it understood that I...
Greenbottle!
Yes?
Shut up.
Yes.
I'm very sorry to have to talk that way to you boys, but apparently it's the only language that you seem to understand.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll say no more about it and just get on with this Latin.
Yes.
Strike.
Last lesson, I tried to show you how we get many of our English words from the Latin. Remember?
Yeah.
Now, one illustration I gave you was the English word amble, you know, to amble along the street, which comes from the Latin word ambulo, meaning I walk.
Why, sir?
Well, I've got to have exercise the same as everybody else. No, I mean, if it's... Listen, Stanford, are you just trying to get me annoyed?
Yes, sir.
Well, for pity's sake, stop asking questions or you will.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. There are many other examples. Now, listen, what word do we get from the Latin word canis, botany?
From canis, sir?
Yes, and it means a dog. What do we get from that?
Fleas.
That's right, fleas. So now, botany, will you try and be a little bit more sensible? I didn't mean that, and you know it. What English word is derived from the Latin word canis, meaning a dog?
A canine.
Rubbish, Green Bottle. Look, and I'm not talking to you. I was talking to... No, wait a minute. What did you say?
Canine.
Canine?
Yes, that's right.
Yes, I know it is. That's what I can't understand. What's the matter with you?
I'm all right.
Well, that's incredible. That's the first sensible thing that you've said for weeks.
Yeah.
How did you know that, Greenbottle?
How did I know it?
Yes, that's marvelous. I can't understand it. The English word canine is derived from the Latin canis, meaning a dog. And that was marvelous.
Yeah.
But how did you know it?
Yeah. Well, it was my old man's fault.
Fault?
Yes, he told me that.
Your father?
Yeah.
That's even harder to understand.
Yeah, no, it isn't.
Well, I still think it is.
I'll never forget that canine business as long as I live. No, you see, my old man had the toothache.
Yeah, well, I'm pleased to hear that.
Yes, and so we went to the dentist.
Dentist? Amazing.
And the dentist told him he'd have to remove all his canine teeth.
The canine teeth?
Yes, and so my old man rushed home and pulled all the dog's teeth out.
Oh, I see. What?
Yes, well, the dentist never told him he meant his own canine teeth.
Yes, well, that's very nice.
Yes, and I was there when he did it, so that's how I know. Yes,
all right, Greenbottle, there's no need to make a speech about it. I'm very pleased to know that you've got one question right, so don't spoil it.
No.
All right. Well, now, let's get on with the next one.
Yes.
Let's take the word, where is one? Oh, here we are. Egotistical.
Yes.
Why? The word egotistical.
Never heard of it.
Neither have I.
Good.
No. Yes, I have. And possibly. Look, stop interrupting or you'll get the stick. Egotistical is derived from the Latin. And, well, first of all, does anybody know what it means?
Yes.
Well?
It's a bloke who makes egg flips.
Egg flips?
Yes, of course it is.
Now, listen, don't spoil your good reputation, Greenbottle, by talking drivel.
That's not drivel.
It's pure rubbish.
Some egg flips are all right.
They're not at all. They're just rubbish from... No, no, I'm not talking about egg flips, and you keep out of it, Stanford. Egotistical is not a man who makes egg flips. In fact, it's not a person at all. Although, mind you, no, just a minute. I mean, you can have an egotistical person. Like this, an egotistical person is like a boastful person, always talking about himself, you know?
Oh.
He says, like... I'll do this, and I'll do that, and very often never does it.
Ah, school teacher.
Exactly. All school teachers are egotistic. No! Bottomy, that's the last time that it'll be safe for you to say anything. Next time I'll give you the cane.
Yeah.
Yes, and you too.
I? Oh, I was the one who told you about canine.
Oh, was that you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't... All right, well, that doesn't matter. Just because you got one question right, it doesn't mean that you can say what you like for the rest of the lesson?
No, sir.
All right, Professor. All right, Stanford, keep quiet.
Yes.
Our English word egotistical comes from the Latin word ego, which means I, like the first person.
Adam.
Adam?
He was the first person.
Was he? Of
course he was. Don't you read Shakespeare?
No, I'm a bit behind with my reading. Why, Bottomy? Come at me. Well, you asked for that, Bottomy. You asked for it. I gave you... I've given you enough warnings, but apparently that they've had no effect. You'd rather just try and be funny.
Strike.
And keep quiet or you'll get some more. As I was saying, the Latin word ego means I. And that is not to be confused with the I that you see with.
As it has been so often done in the past.
Exactly.
Time and time again, people have made that mistake.
Yeah. right, but, well, I've already said that myself.
Yes, but not many people know about that.
No, but if... What? Well, if... Well, I do, Greenbottle, so there's no need for you to say anything. And what's more, nearly everybody knows about it, as you call it.
Well, King Harold never.
No, but he was one of those people who... Who? King Harold?
Yes, that's where he made his mistake.
Mistake? Listen, what on earth are you rambling about this time?
Yes, well, don't you know about that?
About what?
Well, there was a bit of a row going on one day, you see.
A bit of a row?
Yeah.
Where?
On the battlefield.
What?
King Harold had battlefields.
Did he?
Yes, of course he did.
Oh.
And one day, while the row was on, a chap comes up and says, "Where's the King of England? Is he about here anywhere?"
Oh, I said, Greenbottle, look, just a minute. Look, are you making this up?
No, I'm just telling you what happened.
Oh, what's the use?
Now, this chap said to Harold, "Are you the King of England?" And Harold said, "It is I."
Well?
And sure enough, he did. He stuck an arrow right through it.
Yes, but what?
And he's never been able to see from this day to that.
Ah, oh, baloney, yes, I never heard about that.
That's not my history book.
History's my big
son. Well, get out of here. Get out of here, the lot of you. All of this bunkum is just driving me insane.
Yes, sir.
Well, good morning, boys.